church is my home. Tell you that I never knew I was singing about my home, New Jersey, part two. Couldn't fit all of Jersey in just one song. Like the Jets, Frijo Raceway, and Lake of Hakon. Jersey's my home.
No place I'd rather be than in New Jersey. And here I am broadcasting from the Garden State. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, what an hour we have for you. So much buzz across this country. And actually, it's not all about politics. Yeah, we got a teensy weensy bit. Can we not help ourselves? And why? Because it's such an important election year, not just from the presidential point of view, but also because you have House seats across the board, every single one up for grabs, and a giant portion of Senate seats are open too. So we could see some swings in what party is dominant. But will it make any difference when it comes to government? Will we feel better about government? Oh, I got a nasty poll to tell you about. And you're not going to be shocked that the numbers are ugly when popularity and Congress people and senators are discussed, because do you ever hear people say, oh, they just do a great job in D.C., man, I wouldn't want that job for all the tea and china, you couldn't pay me enough to go and work on the Hill. Well, that's not the kind of stuff you're hearing. It's scathing. And we know, because I say this all the time, right now, pull out your wallet, pull out your purse, look inside, and tell me how much dough you have. And this is what annoys, frustrates people to no end, because it is about more than surviving. It's about thriving. We live in a great country, and we want the American dream. We want the American dream. You know, my theory is that's why that whole reality television 15 minutes of fame is so big, because, geez, if I could just get on that carousel like those idiots on the Jersey Shore or Mob Wives or some other crazy people that made a ton of money almost seemingly overnight for not too much talent, let's face it. If you could get on that merry-go-round, ooh, wouldn't things be that much better? The answer is money doesn't buy happiness, but we know it buys comfort, and there's not enough comfort, let's say, in the United States right now. Speaking of not enough comfort, couple other things that we're going to zig and zag to, including, and this doesn't make me feel comfortable, and I think you'll feel the same way, the fact that you've got Americans on the no-fly list. We've talked about the no-fly list before, some of the silly things like a 7-year-old being on it and the parents being turned away from the airport because, hey, too bad they're on the no-fly list, you got to get it straightened out. But how about this story, that there are people who are on the list, who are definitely being looked at, who are banned because they're considered terror threats, who are not prevented from learning how to fly. Didn't we have this problem before? No, they can fly. Absolutely. I wonder if they're landing, some of these people in these classes. So a person could drive across the country, learn how to fly a plane, then, because, you know, they can't get on a commercial flight, because of the security checks put in place since 9/11, but they get pilot training, yes. And remember that loophole, as I said, burned us before. And it was brought up during a hearing Wednesday to examine Homeland Security's programs to screen foreigners who want to go to flight school in the U.S. Some of the hijackers learned to fly while they were in the country illegally. So now the government has more layers, supposedly, of security after the attacks, and you get these criminal background checks, and you're screened against the terror watch list before you are allowed to start training. However, U.S. citizens don't have that scrutiny. They don't have that scrutiny. So imagine you are part of a sleeper cell, like some of the things that we've seen that happened, for example, in Connecticut. Remember the Times Square deal? Faisal Shahzad, who wanted to blow up a portion of Times Square. So if the person is a U.S. citizen, what a big loophole that would be for them. Because you wouldn't be screened for a pilot's license. Imagine what you could do. Imagine what you could do. So I love it when Congressman Rogers says, everyone should be concerned. I'm concerned. It completely caught me off guard. And I'm pretty angry about it. Yeah, I'd have to say I don't feel great about it either. This whole flight school thing, the screening program, I'm sorry, you got to ask more questions. And the fact that the guy who headed up the TSA, who oversees the flight school stuff, said he didn't know whether an American on the no-fly list had actually undergone flight training in the U.S. in the past 10 years. Geez, I don't know. But there is layers of security in place. I mean, you know, once someone gets a flight certificate, they're screened against those other databases. And, you know, putting U.S. citizens through that security could cost more money. It could cost more money. Now we're concerned about money. Let's go on the cheap when it comes to security. But let's keep spending money on all the other things that we've been spending money on. Things that we could easily slice off, like the layer upon layer upon layer of repetitive jobs that are being done by government people, or the crazy things that we're starting to uncover with government waste. So good for Rogers. He's just the chair of the subcommittee that had the hearing, and he says he's going to keep raising this with the TSA. John Pistole is the head of the TSA, and he says if they can't fix the problem, he's going to introduce some piece of legislation that's going to do it. So here's the other part of that. If you want to get a pilot's license, how do you feel about being screened a little bit tighter? How do you feel about that? I think the TSA needs to, if this is the idea, they need to make sure when it comes to flight schools what's going on there, because it would be just too easy to have somebody slip through the system. Now, and here's what partially what brought this up. 2 years ago, they investigated a flight school in Boston and found that 8 people at the school were approved for flight training, were in the country that were approved by the TSA, were in the country illegally, and 17 more had stayed in the country longer than they were allowed. So someday, who knows, you could be in the middle of your suburb somewhere, your small town, your rural area, your giant city, and you see a plane that looks like it's headed straight for some object, possibly near you. Oh, here we go again, a repeat performance. See, this is stupidity. When we know, you know, taking off shoes, the liquid thing, the shakedowns we get at the airport, and yet we have this huge loophole. Anybody else think that this is ridiculous? Talk about there ought to be a law. Maybe Rogers needs to get that law in the books. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
People just want to learn how to fly and not how to land. I'm thinking that the people that might want to do damage and get that pilot license this time around kind of finagle through the system, since we have not closed the gate on that, are smart enough to realize that they're going to have to learn how to land whether they want to use it or not. But I think it's scary. I think the response has to be serious. I mean, you know, come on, give me a break. So the Department of Homeland Security can't keep up with what it should be keeping up with. This isn't an important thing. I mean, illegals discovered in these schools. And what about the flying school owner? What about the people who own the flying schools? And you know, it goes back to the same thing of ignoring the red flags, which is very scary. I think that's the scariest part of all of this. It's Abdullah Muttalib all over again. The fact that the kid from Yemen gets on a plane, almost blows it up on Christmas Day heading into Detroit. Can you imagine if that had happened? And the kid's father went to the embassy several times and said, I'm worried about this. Ratting his kid out, basically saying, I love my son, but this is worrisome, and nothing happened. Nothing was done. Maybe we should question him. Maybe there's a way the dad's in here saying this. Maybe there's a way we can investigate this. And that could have been an incredible gaffe for a couple of different agencies. And, of course, you know, dead people scattered all over Detroit coming in just to make, you know, on Christmas Day to see family or do whatever they're going to do. It would have been that first huge breach of security since 9/11. I mean, the stupidity of it all. And this is just stupidness. It's idiotic that there isn't a better system in place. You think of what you go through when you fly, and then you hear of the idea that we have people that were in flight schools, 8 of them, that were approved for flight training, that were in the country illegally, and 17 more in the country longer than they were allowed. This goes back to that whole thing, even with the student visas. How do you have people come in the country and then you ultimately don't know what's happened to them? They scatter like cockroaches. And it's too bad, too, because then this goes back to the whole problem of our illegal situation in the first place and what's happening to city governments and county governments and the federal government doing not enough, leading to individual states making laws because they've got to do something. It all goes back into that one giant pie. Hey, so if you want to weigh in, absolutely take a crack at this. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I think it's good that the agencies are sharing better between each other, the FBI and the CIA and Homeland Security, but I still see that there are definitely vulnerable areas, and this is one of them. They got to close this up. Now, I imagine because people are talking about it, because there just was a hearing in Washington, because Rogers wants to introduce some legislation, that the sleeping giant will be awakened and something will happen, once again proving that we are a nation that reacts instead of acts ahead of what could possibly happen. That was the idea. That was the idea behind Homeland Security, was it not? All right, speaking of security, this is a huge story, huge. 28-year-old George Zimmerman. Does everybody know who he is? Of course you know who he is. He's pled not guilty to killing Trayvon Martin, and he's been free on $1 million, or bail, since early July. He was initially granted bail for a song, then they revoked it. A judge did anyway after he found out that Zimmerman and his wife didn't disclose that they had more than $150,000 in money that they got from people across the country who were outraged by what was happening to George Zimmerman, his side of the whole thing. So he comes out on Hannity's show and talks about what happened, talks about the fact that he says he was not pursuing Trayvon Martin. That was not what happened. And that Martin said to him, "You're going to die tonight." He reached for his holster. He says that's what Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old, did. He did also say during his Fox interview that he regrets what happened and grieves for the parents of Martin every single day of his life. He says he screamed for help. He's not a racist. He's not a murderer. And you wonder if this helps or hurts his defense. I don't think it hurts his defense, because there was nothing that he said that was just so a piece of information that could be twisted. You know, he's facing second-degree murder for shooting Martin in what he says was self-defense. Martin, of course, is unarmed when he was killed back in February when he was walking to his father's girlfriend's house after going to the convenience store in a gated area of Sanford, Florida. So the one thing that came out of the interview is he said he can't second guess what happened. He said, you know, his big quote, I think one of his big quotes was, "I feel it was all in God's plan." That's what he told Sean Hannity. And Martin's family released a statement, and they said Zimmerman doesn't regret anything that he did that night. He doesn't regret anything. And his father, Tracy Martin, Trayvon's father, also said, "We have to worship a different God, because there's no way that my God would have wanted George Zimmerman to kill my teenage son." Zimmerman talked about the fact that he routinely carried a gun except when he was at work. And he said that Martin appeared to be suspicious because he was darting in and out of buildings, in between buildings. And he moved to a different area when cops told him not to continue to follow a Martin. And he said that's when Martin approached him and was confrontational. Wow. This is going to, I mean, there's no doubt that this court case is going to be huge in 2013, but there's so many interesting aspects of it. And the gun aspect of Stand Your Ground is going to be on trial, too, along with George Zimmerman. So people who hate the idea of guns think that we should just get rid of guns more than banning assault rifles and come back with that. Get rid of the AK-47s, ban everything across the board. You look to England. People always point out England, and is England better? Because you look at crime statistics, and they appear to be lower. But, you know, here's the thing. If tourists knew some of the crap that goes on in England, I have friends that live in England, three, and they love many aspects of living there, but they do not feel comfortable in lots of different ways as far as their safety is concerned. If you have money, you're pretty safe in England. If you are really po, you're in trouble. Now, you could say, well, that's anywhere. Isn't that anywhere? Look around the world, and if you're extremely impoverished, you're going to be in the scarier areas where drug dealers shoot, where things happen, where kids get sucked into a life of crime, and, you know, on and on. We know how the story plays out. But I think with, especially because the Olympics are taking place in England, you know, you ask yourself, how bad is the crime in England? Well, in certain areas, the touristy areas, there are tons of bobbies and cops, and aka cops, and you're okay. But in those other areas, there are times you don't want to be around there. You have a lot of drunken, idiot, thug-type people who are stealing money, who are attacking people, who are going after people, smashing them on the head. So I think that the behavior, and talking about how safe are you in England, give me a break if you want to apply it to the United States. More on that and some other musings coming up on America Tonight.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GarlicBreath.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you think Zimmerman was not really pursuing Trayvon Martin, and Martin, in fact, came after him, and that's why the cops let him go in the first place? Seemed pretty calm, answered all the questions that Hannity threw at him, knocked down some things people were curious about. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know you're out there surviving and thriving and dying to call this show. Remember, it's all about throwing in your two cents. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left. Call yourself a Tea Party or call yourself an independent. It doesn't matter. It's about the conversation, my friends. And speaking of conversation, we've got a few emails here and some other things mixed in when it comes to guns, because I mentioned that the whole thing about guns, because guns to me are really absolutely going to be on trial with the Stand Your Ground, easy for me to say, law. And some of the response included this from Frenchie: no way are they taking my guns. No way are they taking my guns. And that's what people fear. They fear that, okay, this is what we're going to turn into England, and all bets are off, and forget about defending yourself. And then this from, I guess this chatter's name tells it all, but laughing at the USA. Americans are uneducated, inbred hillbillies with guns shooting each other. Compare crime statistics. And then in another posting says England has less crime per capita. Less crime per capita. I mean, it's true if you look at the statistics, which can be manipulated to mean lots of different things to me. You know, I say that as I I like polls because I think, especially with politics, polls ultimately do tell you the story. But when it comes to crime statistics, and thanks for that comment about we're inbred hillbillies, whatever. So obviously, you know where that conversation was going to go. But in looking at the crime statistics, sure, it's you could say, oh, you know, of course, yes, the numbers are lower. What about the stabbings? What about the just wilding? Yeah, I had a cab driver even. I've got three friends that live there, and they say it's not great. They love it. They love things about it, but they're uncomfortable. So are they people who live in fear, and that's how they choose to live, or is it really happening? I'm going to say that there are problems. There's definitely crime there. So somebody smashes your skull versus pointing a gun at you, you know, you be the judge with that. So, of course, the gun numbers are down because all the guns are, they took all the guns away. But there are other things that are happening, and they're young kids who are doing this stuff. They're gangs. I mean, just like we have gangs in the United States, but they have problems with, you know, knife crime. That's incredibly common. So, okay, so you take away the guns, then we'll use a knife instead. And the problem is, I guess like everywhere else, is sure, you have to watch certain areas where you go, but to say that England is such a classy place with less problems and the United States is a bunch of idiots because of the gun situation, I'm going to have to disagree. Think about it. Antisocial behavior, wilding, gangs, knives. Yeah. So my cab driver story, quickly I'll tell you this, it's because I don't want to go off on a wild tangent. Here's the story. Met a great cab driver, drove me to the airport, National Airport in Washington, D.C. We start to have a conversation, and he says, I asked him about D.C. I love D.C. I have a great apartment, and it's never been broken into. And I said, well, that's great, because people always talk about crime. Oh, no, I lived in England for a very long time. My family still lives there. They don't understand why I don't want to live there. I had an apartment. It was broken into 5 times. And I lived in an okay area 5 times. And it wasn't somebody I knew. And then I knew it was time to get out of England. Because if you could be behind, he told me, if you could be behind the gates, oh, you got a great life. But if you're outside of the gates, not as good as you would think. There are scary things that happen in England. So there for comparing crime stats. Of course, they're going to be less in the purely in the gun category because of the fact that people are doing other things and they don't have the guns. They have some guns and people have them illegally, but it doesn't mean that they have a safer society. It doesn't mean that they have a safer society. Let me throw out the numbers again. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I think I'm used to those numbers, by the way. Some of you haven't gotten used to those numbers, but I think I'm used to those numbers. Now, one of the other things that has happened besides, you know, as I was talking about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman talking to Sean Hannity and whether or not, you know, you believe what he's saying, I wasn't pursuing him because that's what I always say is, well, why did he just should have not pursued him. After he talked to the cops, just let it go. Even if you're worried, you're fuming, you think something's wrong, just don't do it. Just don't pursue it. Just let it go. Let it alone, and then we wouldn't be in this problem. And now he's saying, well, I did do that. And then he came after me. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Kate. How in the world are you, dear?
I'm good. I'm excellent. You heard the comments about we're a bunch of hillbillies shooting each other from somebody who's not real, wants to compare the crime stats in England to the United States.
Well, sounds like they're down to rotten sticks and running around with bad teeth. That's all I can tell.
Bad teeth? Yeah. I got to tell you, I got to agree with you there.
I carry a flashlight with a punch. It's a stun gun.
Mm.
And perfectly legal. It's a flashlight. You walk around. Oh, here I go. You know, I can see where I'm walking. And then you flip the button up one more time and push the big red button, and it goes clack, 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 40,000 volts. You put that on somebody, that will get their attention.
You know what? And that's, so you feel comfortable. You feel like, hey, this is work. This is going to work. This is it. I can bring someone down. I can bring a 250-pound man down with this thing.
Yeah, like a little girl.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
You know, and of course I do have my back pocket with, you know, lead.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, if you're just walking down the street, you've got this flashlight, and then somebody approaches it, you look at their hands. If they've got their hands full of knife, then you reach in your back pocket. But if they come at you unarmed, use the stun gun. I buy them for where I am. I've got a lot of unwed mothers, women, and they don't have a clue how to defend themselves. That is the equalizer, and it's perfectly legal. It knocks them on their keister, and then they can, you know, fight or flee. You flee. I tell them, get away from them. Just go away.
Yeah, great advice. How nice of you to do that, because if people were more aware, especially women, they'd have a better chance at defending themselves should some surprise attack or some crazy thing happen.
Look at your situation. You probably get off work in the dark. You're in a parking lot. You need a flashlight. You're carrying your flashlight with 40,000 volts in it. You know, it's just one of those things, and it'll cost about $30.
Right.
And,
right.
Like I say, I take that money and give it to the guy that the money goes to, a Baptist missionary fund.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, that's a good thing to do. I think that's a good thing to do. And I like your approach. Obviously, you're comfortable, and that's my whole thing, Pete, is being comfortable. You get it. Like you said, you have the lead, and then you also have the stun gun, so you know what to do. You're ready to react, and that's how you roll. You're not even thinking about it. It's automatic. It's there. You know, if something should surprise you, you know what you're going to do.
Yeah, and like I said, it's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's just, you know, we can armchair quarterback this Trayvon Martin Zimmerman thing to death. And, you know, number one, there should have been two guys there. And number two, stun gun would have worked just fine.
You know, absolutely. That's a really good point. If it had been a stun gun, then we would, maybe this still makes news. Maybe people are talking about it, but it's just not the same thing. Absolutely. The voice of reason, Pete in Texas. Thanks, Pete.
Later.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, there are other options. He's right. There are other options, because I stick with my statement that I am all about protecting the rights and not taking them away. But the thing is I wish people would sign a personal contract with themselves. Okay, I'm going to be responsible. I might be lazy about taking up the trash and lazy about getting my registration up to date or whatever. But this is too important. I got reasons why I need to know how to use this. I got people I got to worry about around me. And I feel very confident that I absolutely have done everything I can to keep this place safe and to not have somebody also get a hold of the gun and turn it into some kind of a terrible, terrible tragedy, because that's always the ammunition that'll be used against the idea of having guns. So go for something different. Go for a lighter version. The stun gun works. So the sheriff with the name Arpaio is back in the news. We mentioned this briefly in a previous show about the Obama birth certificate. Here's what happened. They came after him, and he went after them. That's what you do. So he had people looking into Obama's birth certificate. We're going to let you hear from Sheriff Joe on the flip side.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Well, party and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. So spend your money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what fools you.
All right, Pete has an interesting suggestion. We just talked about it, the fact that, you know, there's other alternative things that you can use instead of lead or have the option available anyway. And I think this discussion about guns and Stand Your Ground in Florida and George Zimmerman and what happened there, and he said he wasn't pursued. He says, like, I didn't pursue him after that. He pursued me. More of this will play out once it goes to trial, and that'll happen in 2013. All right, as we head for the exits here on America Tonight, I said we were going to talk about Congress at one point. I know. Are you thinking, do we have to? Do you have to bring up Congress now? The reason I bring it up is, isn't it interesting that the people who I'm sure who so desperately want our approval have no idea how to get it, and yet it is right in front of their faces. And the answer is, how about doing the job that we sent you to Washington to do? Yes, there's gridlock, and yes, one person can't drive a bill into the ground and ultimately make it a law. But there are certainly things that I know could happen in these committees that don't happen until it's after the fact. So how about getting ahead of what the problem is in this country? How about taking on the tough job, the tough job of illegal immigration, because it's been allowed to fester so long, and there were laws on the books that weren't enforced. So how about enforcing those laws for real, not just for cameras, not just for show, really doing it, really diving in there and getting the job done? So it's not a shocker that the Fox News poll that came out says that two-thirds say that the government is the problem. The government is the problem. You think that that's the problem? The regulation, the ineptitude, the overlapping. If they audited the jobs in the government, you could go from organization to organization. You know, just look at the umbrella and go all the way down. Guarantee you could find more than 1,000, perhaps 5,000 jobs that don't need to be there. That they're just being replicated. So this poll that was done asked voters which phrase best describes their view of the government's role in the economy, given our current economic problems. About 1 in 4 says government is the solution to the problem. 1 in 4. 64% say government is the problem. And check this out. 75% of voters think Americans rely too much on the government. 29% think most Americans would prefer living off the government than working for a living. And when asked about themselves as opposed to others, just 5% say they would rather live off the government than work for a paycheck. What? And remember, there is a margin of error here. So by a 12% point margin, more voters say the Obama administration has made the economy worse. That's 49%. Rather than better, 37%. Not to smash you over the head with numbers. And that's a big backslide from March, when more voters said the White House was making the economy better. So I think you get the gist here. The key number is this one. Two-thirds of voters say the government is the problem. The government is the problem. What is it that we need to do to improve the government? What do we need to do? Attach bonuses to results, to votes, to what somebody ultimately is tasked with doing. What is it we need to do? And, you know, it's interesting because we're not surprised knowing how people feel about Congress. I know how many of you feel by the plethora of letters, easy for me to say, that I get from you, just going on and on about how frustrated you are and how you just, you know, you don't understand that here we are living in the good old USA, and by now we should have kicked it up a notch. And yes, nothing is 100%, and yes, there's going to be log jams and gridlock and disagreements and big issues, but the Band-Aids have got to go. Putting Band-Aids over the problems again and again just made them worse. Made them worse. You know, we tell our kids to be honest, to just attack things as they come to you. Don't bury your head in the sand. And, you know, ultimately our legislative branch is doing the very opposite of that. Anything to do some CYA. You all know what CYA is. Anything. Anything to do that. Versus tackling something that puts you off on a dangly limb by yourself. It just absolutely makes no sense. All right, it made no sense to Sheriff Joe all the nonsense about the long-form Obama birth certificate, so, of course, there was an investigation into it. And here's what Sheriff Joe had to say.
Show us the microfilm. I said it a while back. Show us the microfilm and we'll all go back home and forget this.
All right, so we go back to the same thing. If you have nothing to hide, then just give us the rest of the platter. Don't hide it away. So as what Sheriff Joe is saying there is, you know, you got this copy, long form, missing things in the form, and investigators showing that something's not right, that doesn't fit, and things were stamped on and whatever. So why even, I mean, why make a big deal about that and hand out the long form certificate? They would have been smarter just blow it off. This way there you don't have to create even more controversy over it. And Arpaio's right to say, you know, just give us the original and then there's no problem about it. And we can all say, forget it. And, you know, mea culpa, fine, we don't care. But it goes the same thing that over and over seems to be the reoccurring theme on America Tonight. If it looks like there's lots of smoke billowing around it, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, ultimately. And if there's too much smoke, there's definitely fire. And this is the situation. If there's nothing to hide, which there's a good chance there isn't, because I think the birther route isn't a smart one anyway. If you don't want to see the president reelected, it's not an issue worth pursuing because there are other things and it's showing up in the polls. So why go down the nutty trail of trying to prove it and saying, you know, well, really, he's from here, and what about his father, and what about that? Yes, absolutely, you can question it. But the problem is the more you get people trying to question it who don't have any hard evidence of it other than repeated parroted stuff, then it doesn't do any good. It doesn't further the cause. It doesn't push the result because there's nothing solid. But this is what Joe was saying. He's saying, oh, no, we got solid here. This isn't speculation, wild conspiracy theory, complete attack dog on the administration. This isn't conjecture. This is real, and we need the fish. Give us the microfish, and we can say, forget it. We can stop questioning it. We can stop wasting money on it. Just take it a step further. I don't think it's going to go a step further, especially now. Now it's all about the election, finishing out the term, and then trying to roll into a next one, and taking on the idea of the birther thing. That's not happening with any of the Obama people. All right, as I've mentioned now a couple of times, obviously I'm in New Jersey, and there are tons of jokes about New Jersey and Philadelphia. So I dug up a few of my favorites, almost in the Jeff Foxworthy style, I'll say. You must be from Philadelphia if you visit New York and notice how clean it is. You must be from Philadelphia if you can't eat fries without Cheese Whiz. You must be from Philadelphia if you find yourself using yo and use guys when talking long distance to family members. I drive.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.